أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له، سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل، وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained the instance of Hazrat Zainab ibn Jahash and her marriage to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further to that, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ مِنْ حَرَجٍ فِي مَا فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. نبی پر کچھ مضائقہ نہیں اس بات میں جو مقرر کر دی ہے اللہ نے اس کے واسطے. For a Nabi, there is no harm, difficulty. He does not find it difficult to do that which Allah Ta'ala had made farad, which Allah had decreed for him. That is, this was an instance where Allah Ta'ala himself had made the nikah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Hazrat Zainab. But for people to accept it, it is very, very difficult and hard. And they will look at it in a very negative light. Especially the munafiqeen, those people who thought they had iman, but they did not have iman. This was the ideal, another ideal occasion for them to make a lot of propaganda, etc. Also the people of weak iman, they also fell in the trap, and all types of things were being said. Now for the Nabi of Allah to go through this is not easy. But a Nabi is he who has got direct contact with Allah and knows that it is from Allah and it has to be done. On one side is the public and public opinion. On the other side is the command of Allah Ta'ala. A Nabi will never give in to public opinion and what the people will criticize and what the people will say. The whole world can turn around against him. But the Nabi of Allah will remain firm because he knows he's got direct contact with Allah and he knows that it is from Allah Ta'ala. Also, these are those things, like for a Nabi or any alim, any man of Allah Ta'ala, if a windfall of goodness comes to him, the people become jealous, they look down on it in a negative light, etc. And to endure that is much more difficult. On the other side, if some difficulty and hardship comes to him, then there is no public opinion that is against him. For him to endure that is much more easier. So for on this occasion, for that Allah married Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Hazrat Zainab was like a great windfall and the people could not accept it. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah explains here, this was the way of every Nabi. They accepted it wholeheartedly, whatever the decree of Allah Ta'ala was. When Hazrat Zaid had divorced Hazrat Zainab and Allah had made the nikah, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Hazrat Zaid himself with the proposal to Hazrat Zainab. And he went, and at that time the laws of parda were not yet revealed. And he stood with his back to the door and informed her that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is proposing in marriage to you. She said, let me first make mashura with Allah Ta'ala, which means istikhara. She made her istikhara namaz and then she accepted the proposal and the nikah was made by Allah Ta'ala. The malaika were the witnesses and then there was a great talk in every house that what is happening, etc. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing it, the law of Allah, he had fulfilled it. Sunnatullahi fil ladheena khalau min qabl. Dastur raha hai Allah ka un logo mein jo guzre pehle. And this was the way of Allah which had passed in the people of before. Every Nabi also had to go through this. Just for a Nabi to say, I'm the Nabi of Allah. Allah has chosen me as a Nabi. The people became his enemies immediately. Lifelong friends and supporters. When he claimed that he was a Nabi, they turned against him. And when he brought the message of Tawheed, when kufr and shirk was widespread, they became his worst enemies. When he corrected their lifestyle in their business, in their social etiquettes, which was against their norms which they were used to for centuries and for years and years, they became his worst enemies. But the Nabi of Allah always stood firm and did not worry of any criticism of whatever things were going against him. He remained firm and he carried on. And that's the quality of the man of Allah Ta'ala. وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قَدَرًا مَقْدُورًا اور ہے حکم اللہ کا مقرر ٹھہر چکا. And the laws of Allah have already been decreed and they have to come to pass. There is nobody who can stop that laws and that system of Allah. Whatever Allah wanted to do, Allah does. He is the absolute. He is the most wise. And nobody can question him. And there is nobody's wisdom that can reach the wisdom and knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. And these Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam were such, الَّذِينَ يُبَلِّغُونَ رِسَالَاتِ اللَّهِ وہ لوگ جو پہنچاتے ہیں پیغام اللہ کے. And these are those that had conveyed and made tabligh of the message of Allah Ta'ala. They conveyed it to the masses, no matter how much they went against them, no matter how much they threatened their lives and even took the lives of so many Anbiya, but they never moved one word from the word of Allah Ta'ala. They remained firm. وَيَخْشَوْنَهُ وَلَا يَخْشَوْنَ أَحْدًا إِلَّا اللَّهِ اور ڈرتے ہیں اس کی اس سے اور نہیں ڈرتے کسی سے سوا اللہ کے. And they only fear Allah and they do not fear anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala. This fear that is being referred to is not a natural human fear like a person fears a dog or a snake, etc. That even happened to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. This is that fear, a mental fear, a logical fear, that they don't fear anyone. They know power is only with Allah Ta'ala, and they fear only Allah and nobody else. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا اور بس ہے اللہ کفایت کرنے والا. And it is only Allah who is sufficient for you to protect you. Even for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he had that fear as a human being, when the enemies were all four sides around him, but when Allah revealed ayat وَيَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ that we will protect you from people, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had no fear. Like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when the rod turned into a snake, he also feared. But Allah told him, don't fear, I'm here with you. Then this fear, even the natural fear, goes away from the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. Further, Allah Ta'ala explains a quality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is related to the same instance. مَا كَانُ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ Muhammad baap nahi kisi ka tumhare mardo mein se. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not the father of any of your men. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had four male issues. He had Qasim, Tahir, and Tayyib, and Ibrahim also. But all of them passed away in their infancy. And the perfection of the Quran, yeah, Allah did not say of any male issue, but of any man. That is, a man is the one who is grown up, who is matured. None of the male issues of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam grew up to maturity. So Nabi Kareem, Zaid was not the son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was the adopted son. So Allah made it clear that he was not the biological father of Zaid. He was the adopted son and he was the foster father of Hazrat Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ Another two great qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah explains, لیکن رسول ہے اللہ کا. He is the Rasul, the messenger of Allah. He brings the message of Allah to us. And what a great thing that he is the messenger of Allah Ta'ala. Like an ambassador of a country, even today he is given so much honor and so many laws are removed from him. They are given impunity from so many things just because he's the ambassador of that country. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every Rasul is the ambassador of Allah. He brings the message of Allah to mankind. And another great quality, وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ or مُهَرْ سَبْ نَبِيُّ پَرْ And He is the seal of all the Anbiya. So no Nabi in any way can come after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Whatever Qadiani's belief about Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, these are all totally wrong things. There can be no Nabi in any way whatsoever, in any name. And this must be our very firm yaqeen that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the Rasul of Allah and he is the seal of the prophets. No Nabi can come after him. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا اور ہے اللہ سب چیزوں کو جاننے والا. And Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all things. So there are great lessons here for us to learn and for things that we also encounter in our lives. When people also have criticized us, when they pass negative comments about us, these are all lessons for us how to pass through those conditions and remain firm and not be deterred. This is Shaitan's work that he does. He puts wrong things in the minds of people and turn them around against the man of Allah Ta'ala, and then the people get deprived of deen in that way. As Maulana Abdul Majid Nadeem Saab, who visited us some time back, said, the enemy and Shaitan, who is the head enemy, will never tell Muslims that Islam is a bad religion or the Quran is bad, because Muslims will never accept that. But what he will put to tell them, that your ulama are bad. This, even an alim is a human. He also can make mistakes. That he did this, he did this. And the minute they turn you against the ulama, your connection of deen is cut off. Because your only connection with deen is through your ulama. So they don't cut you off from deen directly, they cut you off from the ulama, and in that way you get cut off from deen. So a person must be very careful for the tricks of shaitan, and therefore Allah has mentioned this great instance of no other small personality, but the greatest of all personalities of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that how much shaitan and the enemies work against even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah.